The Mind Aware, 496.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word wall poster, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it also shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here. And I'm so excited to talk with you about today's topic. We had somebody write in and they were wondering, how do you create more of a tribe environment? Or how do you create a place where your people feel like they're part of a community? And I'm telling you, this is really, really important. And sometimes entrepreneurs aren't taking time to do this, but it's the easiest way to get a group of people who are marketing for you. They're getting to know each other. They stick around because they have relationships. They all have the common denominator that they know you. They love what you're doing. They're living and breathing your message. And so they're promoting you too. So it's a win-win for everybody. It helps your tribe members to implement. It helps them to feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves, and it benefits your business to do so. So one of the easiest places to do that, of course, is Facebook or having a Facebook group. But it's important to have some kind of a place where it's private to the people who are part of your message. They've been indoctrinated to your message. They understand what your philosophies are. And sometimes you're going to be doing it live. It might be a live meeting that you have once a month, or maybe you're doing a meetup. But the easiest place right now online is Facebook, having a Facebook group. When you are getting your people involved and feeling like they're part of something bigger and feeling like they're part of a tribe, make sure they understand clearly what your message is. Have it posted. Talk about it often. And then you can keep them engaged and keep them falling in love with you and with each other using three methods. And these are, I like to call them the three R's. So the first one is recognizing people. So hear what they're doing and give them shouts out. If you hear somebody has a success, maybe they just had a book published, maybe, and this is obviously, I'm coming from a business standpoint, but whatever your particular niche is, if you are in the health and wellness niche and somebody has done a 20-day juice fast or they're doing something that's a milestone in your category, lost some weight or had just won a competition, recognize that. Give them a shout out and let the other members of the tribe give them shouts out too and say, hey, good for you and atta girl. So recognize people. Recognize the things that you would like to see repeated. So recognize the things that you would like them to continue to do, the ways that apply to the philosophies in your sandbox, okay? Next, reward them. Surprise and delight them. Rather than when you're having something that's for sale, if it's a program or a coaching package or something like that, rather than announcing what every single little bonus is, don't announce one of the bonuses and give it to them after, especially if you're sending something small and physical in the mail. That is the type of stuff that people are just like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I want one of those. I've got to have this. And so they are posting on Facebook saying, look at what I got. Or they're giving you a shout out saying in the group saying, oh, this was so great to get this unannounced bonus. So surprise and delight them with rewards. And sometimes the best reward you can give them is your time. So a reward might be saying, hey, I'm going to do a happy hour Friday and I'm going to pop in and answer questions. So I'll be here and I hope to meet you in the group and let's spend some time together. So really, really important. And the third R is remembering. So I know we all have stories about our memories or about what we're good at. I'm good with faces. I'm not with names, all of that. But I highly recommend it's worth taking time to train your brain around this or to get a good system. So maybe your system is when you hear something, you write it on a post-it note and your computer is lined with post-it notes. But people love to hear their name correctly said, which name it is. If somebody goes by their middle name, remember that they go by their middle name. If they have something come up that you heard about, like they're getting married or something is happening, remember that and mention it and give shouts out. If they said a good idea on one of your live workshops, come back and recognize them by remembering what they said and giving them the shout out. Say, this was so-and-so's idea, and here's where we heard this. So when you are giving the love out, you are getting the love back. Like, that's how it works. Your tribe falls in love with you and they fall in love with each other because you are showing them the way that this is how we treat each other. We recognize, we remember what we're doing, we give shouts out, we do recognition. This is what we're about in this tribe. And then they get to know each other too. If you have the gift of connection and you're able to connect people, tag people, get them to know each other in the group, have them help them to develop the connections. If you know something, somebody might be beneficial to somebody else. So let's say the Train Your Brain Sandbox, somebody's having an issue with parenting. I know a high-level brain trainer who is in the parenting niche for teenagers is Muriel Falous. So I will tag her and say, hey, Muriel can help you with this. Anytime you can get them having connections with each other, it's a better win for the person who's getting the connection, for the person who needs the help, and for you, because you're the one creating the stronger tribe of people who get to know each other. So with that, take this away and have some fun with this. And if you're not a Facebook person, it's okay. You can do this in other places too. You can do it live, even if you're just doing it in your workshops. When you see some of the same people coming in, you can even do it there online, live workshops, any place where you know you're going to have a regular attendance of the same people who are following you and loving up on you. Well, you can love up right back on them too. So go out there, have some fun with your tribe, play around, surprise and delight them. Train your brain around this and say, this is easy for me and it's fun. And I promise you, their faces will light up and they will be singing your praises from the rooftops. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.